just kind of get rowdy, you know, maybe shoot guns off and make racket, that kind of thing.
That's chivalry, and they they get married, and they might wait till the second night after they're married, and they'd all get together and chivalry them, you know. Mm-hmm. And wait till they got to bed, put the lights out, blow the lamp out, and then go around the house ringing bells and shooting guns and hooping and hollering and make them get up, you know. Mm-hmm. They'd have to get up and put their clothes on, and usually go in and all drink coffee and maybe have cake and coffee, you know. And usually when a couple married that way, the mother of the bride would always make a bunch of tea cakes, you know. Mm-hmm. Have a big pan of tea cakes, a bowl of tea cakes. And when they'd chivalry them, well, they'd come in and eat cakes and drink coffee, maybe dance, mm-hmm. play music, fool around.
Mm-hmm. You ever been on one of
those? Yeah, I used to when I was a small boy. We get in on. And I never did know nobody getting mad about it either. They'd always laugh about it, you know. They knew what they'd done it for.
Mm-hmm. Back when you were growing up, did you have any kind of place in town where y'all could go to see a movie or watch a play, anything like that?
No, there were no. There were no movies. Only when the fair had come in, they'd have them little old shows, you know, and carnivals, things like that. That they used to have school plays, you know. Mm-hmm. Just before Christmas, we'd have a Christmas play, and then at the end of the year in the school, mm-hmm. we'd have a school play, you know, and mm-hmm. have dress up like colored people and white, you know, and all, and mm-hmm. always have colored people in the shows, things like that.
But didn't have any kind of theater or anything?
Huh?
Didn't have any theater?
No.
Did you ever hear people around here use the word anti-goblin or anti-goblin?
Yeah, I've heard that expression too. They'd say that house is setting sort of anti-goblin, you know. You know what anti-goblin
is. I was thinking to ask you what they meant by that.
Well, it means like the landline running north and south, the house wouldn't be sitting straight with the landline. Mm-hmm. It's sitting back there where it says anti-goblin.
Kind of an angle.
Yeah, an angle away from your line. See, used to, people would be sure to put their house, you know, straight for the line of the mm-hmm. straight north and south, mm-hmm. like that. But that so it's sort of sitting anti-godly.
If something was anti-godly, could that mean something like catty-cornered?
No, I don't think.
What'd be the difference?
Well, catty-cornered means it's not square.